4.17.
Next on Arts Week is Jill, who's been to see a really exciting new theatre production, Sleep No More, that's on in New York.
Thanks, Peter. By now you've probably heard that Sleep No More is one of the hottest tickets in theatre here, and the performances were sold out months ago. Well, I was lucky enough to get a ticket for last night's performance. It was a thrilling, creepy murder mystery. Sometimes scary, but also a lot of fun.
I've heard that it's not like any other play anyone's ever been to.
That's right. It takes place in an empty six-floor building, which has been transformed, just for this play, into the McKittrick Hotel. And in Sleep No More, the members of the audience don't have normal seats. Instead, you walk freely through the hotel, going into all the different rooms. While you're walking and watching, you see different parts of the play.
How many rooms are there in the hotel?
More than 100, and each one is completely different. For example, my favorite room was a dark, mysterious sweet shop full of candy jars. You could touch anything in the room, so you could open a jar and eat something if you wanted to. The sweet shop was fun, but in fact, most of the rooms were pretty spooky. For example, there was also a dark, old-fashioned pharmacy. It was full of plants and herbs and collections of strange little things. Another room I liked was an empty hospital. There were about 50 drawers in this room, and every single one of them contained about 100 samples of people's hair.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
So what was happening while you were wandering through these rooms? Are there actors there?
That's right. The members of the audience all have to wear white masks so that you know who's the audience and who are the actors. And the actors are all wearing 1930s-style costumes. An actor might interact with you. It happened to me 3 times, and it was very exciting.
How long does it take to see the performance?
Well, you have a few hours. The best thing is to spend the first hour or so exploring the rooms. After that, try to follow some of the characters. You may think you're just wandering around freely, but in fact, the directors make sure that you end up exactly where they want you to be. And somehow, I don't understand how, we, the audience, all ended up in the same room for the final scene. And that's when you realize how many people have been walking around the hotel.
But what exactly is the play about?
That's a difficult question to answer. It's a murder mystery, I know that much. And it's a very artistic and interesting experience to walk through all the rooms. To be honest, even by the end, I wasn't that certain about the plot.
So, not a typical theatre performance.
No, but it was a very enjoyable evening.
Thanks very much, Jill. So now you know, if you're planning a trip to New York, try to get tickets. Next, we'll learn more about an unusual new art gallery.